This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so the sugya on Daf Yudalid is Toisvus. Divrei Hamaschil, Rabbi Yeshua, he de Amar, Ein Mashkichin Bevaskoil. Rabbi Yeshua, it is Rabbi Yeshua who says that we don't pay attention to the Baskoil. Now, who is this Rabbi Yeshua? When the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yeshua says we don't pay attention to the Baskoil, it's going on in Gemara Bamatsia on Nuntesam Abbez about Tanur Shel Achnoi. And a Baskoil went out and said, Lach is like Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Ein Mashkichim Baskoil. Loi Bashamayim Hi. Which is interesting, because the bottom line is the Gemara ultimately says that Halach is like Beis Hillel because of the Baskoil. So why is it that when it comes to the oven of Rabbi Lezer, we don't follow the Baskoil? And when it comes to the halacha, like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, we do follow the Baskoil. That's the kasha of Tosfos. So Tosfos says, "When Toimar umayishna doli kaimelon kabaskol to Rebbe Lezer, ela amrina b'chol duchti d'shmusihu." We say, Rebbe Lezer, you know you're in Chiram, vein halacha kamaisai, and we don't care about your Baskoil. U'kabaskol to Beis Hillel kaimelon d'halacha Beis Hillel. And when it comes to the Baskoil Beis Hillel, that's a good Baskoil. Why is Beis Hillel's Baskoil? My ome, hi Baskoil, me hi Baskoil. Says Tosfos, the Baskoil of Rebbe Lezer wasn't a real Baskoil. It only went out to give him some self-respect. Lo yatza elo lechvoidai, she'amar min ha-shamayim yoichichu, k'd'amar hasam. It was only to give him respect, because he said, the heavens should show I'm right. So God couldn't let him down. So God came to his aid, but not because he was right. Similar to the Gemara in Brachos. Remember the Gemara in Brachos that Rabbi Gamliel had this machlokes with Rabbi Yeshua, and Hashem said that looks like Rabbi Gamliel, but it wasn't true. It was only to make Rabbi Gamliel feel good. So sometimes they do that. Inami, or you could say Bahi Baskoil Shahisa Keneged Rabim. The Rabbanon, Haveruba, the Vadayin Alacha. There, the Baskoil was going against the Rav because it was Rebbe Lezer against the Rav. So a Baskoil against the Rav is not a good Baskoil. Avo Kabaskoil de Beisil Kaimalam Mishnah is a Ruba. A Baskoil that goes with the Rav is a good Baskoil. In other words, when there's a rive against Rebbe Lezer, we can follow that Baskoil. But when there's a rive, but in our case where Beis Hillel is the rive, and Beis Shammai was smarter, so that's a big shaila. Who do you go by? Numbers, or quality, or quantity? So that's like, pick them. That's a Safek HaShakol. So then Baskoil could be Machriya. The bottom line is, what Tosfos is saying, is that even though over there in Bamatzio we don't follow the Baskoil, here we do. So the question is, why is the Gemara over here saying that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yeshua that we don't pay attention to a Baskoil? But maybe Rabbi Yeshua only said it over there. Because over there, it was against the Rav. Then Tamar v'dim Rabbi Yeshua nami dafka hasam ka'amar de'imashkichin k'da perashnu. Ava ba'amala, maybe Rabbi Yeshua didn't say it anywhere else. And Tosfos says the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said this general lashon, midenaka Rabbi Yeshua hay lishna, from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua used this lashon, va'amar loy b'shamayim hi, and he said it's not in heaven, that implies we never follow the Baskoil, not just over there.
It's a blanket statement, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what Tosfos is saying, Michael. Yeah, like Michael's explaining. Yeah. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua gave a blanket statement, unqualified. He didn't say it's because it was against a Rav. Yeah? So I want to show you an Ar Sameach I saw many, many years ago. Let me just pull it up on, get it for you on the screen. It's in my email. I emailed it to myself. Here we go. You ready for this? Watch this. Here we go. Everyone see it? A very interesting Ar Sameach. I'm not 100% sure. It fits with Tosfos. It's on the Rambam Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah Perek Tes Halacha Dalet. He says, "Amizboinim b'divrei Rabbeinu Poi, one who contemplates the words of the Rambam here uve psichosu Perasha Mishnah." And in the Rambam's Hakdama to Perash Mishnayi, Shasham Bir Dvarav Bishnei Prakam Eila Ba'irach, there the Rambam explains the concept of Loi B'Shamayim Hiyira Kisvarasai. It would seem that the opinion of the Rambam is, D'matsanu B'talmud Shapasku Halacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel Neged Beis Shammai, Mishum Shem Hayu Noichin Zelazah, V'shoinen Dibrei Chavrei. Basically, Shas Paskins like Beis Hillel because they were nice guys. Now, Tosfos said, it's only because, anyway, they were the Roiv, and Beis Shammai was smarter, so you have each one has their Maila, so the deciding factor is nice guy. In other words, I'm putting a few things together. In other words, nice guy's not going to beat smarter. Roiv will beat smarter. Roiv will make an even playing field with smarter, and nice guy will be the decisive factor. V'chein rav halacha k'moisa b'yisur mishum shay raga b'hai ra'is. K'mash gaz v'raz p'rash shanagach. The Rosh says, the halacha is like rav, because rav was experienced in Isser v'heter, and Shmuel, the halacha is like him in dinim, because he had experience in dinim. Now, v'im kein, k'shachak ru'ech l'kvay halacha k'dirimi, when they investigated, who should the halacha be like? Alzei yotzes baskov amr halach kibayis hillel. V'halacha k'rab lezer b'chol makim. Why do we follow the baskol? Mishum shehabaskol nemar al ha'odam v'loy aguf dvar halacha pratis. A baskol, I think this is different than Tosfos. Tosfos says, a baskol can't fight a roiv, but a baskol could be machria between roiv and mechada ditvei. The Rambam, according to Ar Sameach, holds a baskol can only indirectly paskin, but not directly. So a baskol could say this person, halacha is always like him, but the baskol can't say in this halachic situation we paskin X, Y, and Z. V'loy al guf dvar halacha pratis. Baskol could label a person and say this person is always right. But a baskol cannot say what the halacha is in a particular instance. V'loy al tanu shachnoi b'pratas. The baskol by Rabbi Lezer was the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, but not that the halacha is what the halacha is about the onion, about the oven. Excuse me. Shazeh she'adam roi lik b'halacha k'maysay. If a baskol says that we should establish the halacha like a certain person, ein zeh moifes prati. That's not like a miracle on a detail, shekivin lo emes bedvar pleni, that there's a miraculous intervention about a specific matter, rak b'chlolos b'chol mokoyim, roi lifsay karav neged shmo b'isurei. I think what he's saying is, the halacha is always like rav. Why? Because there's a general rule. Rav knew his stuff when it came to Isser. Shmuel knew his stuff when it came to Mamayim. So we could say the halacha is always like Beis Hillel because he's a nice guy. That's not a violation of Loi B'Shamayim Hi, because the baskol is not going on the halacha. The baskol is going on the person. The baskol is endorsing the person. Similar to halacha k'rav, halacha k'shmuel, and the baskol says halacha k'Beis Hillel or halacha k'Rav Lezer. And regarding that, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, ein mashgichim bebaskoil. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't pay attention to baskos even on the person. But to say about a specific halacha, the halacha is X, Y, and Z, everybody agrees we don't follow. Meaning there are two things, and there are two kolam and shas. There's ein mashgichim bebaskoil, and there's loy b'shamayim here. Is we're not going to pay attention to Baskol on the Adam. And some will say, we do, and that's why we pass him like Beis Hillel. But for a Baskol to come out and say, Echves, you're allowed to use a Shabbos clock, or you're, you know, about a particular halacha, that a Baskol cannot do according to everyone. Avol ha-chriya al halacha pratis lemar halacha keploini. Regarding this, the Gemara says in Tmura, Sheheshev Yoshua, that Yoshua responded, when they forgot the 3,000 halachas, when Moshe died, and they said, Yeshua, so ask the heavens. Yeshua said, we can't ask the heavens. And if a Navi comes and says, halacha is like Pliny, is a Navi Sheker. Ah, here it is. The Rambam paskins that if a Navi comes and says, God says the halacha is X, Y, and Z about a particular case, he's a Navi Sheker. But if a Navi comes and said, Hashem said the halacha is always like Rav Moshe over Rav Shlomo Zalman or vice versa, you're not a Navi Sheker. Because the same way, we don't apply loy b'shamayim hi when a basko is on the Adam, right? We hold that when the basko says halacha b'sila, we could follow that. Even though we hold that if you want to find out the halachas that were forgotten in times of Moshe Rabbeinu by asking the heavens, lo b'shamayim hi. So the same way there's a chilek in a baskol between going on the Adam and going on the halacha, there's a chilek by a Navi Sheker, whether he says, God says the halacha is X, Y, and Z, or if God says the halacha is keploini. Aval livsak, eich roi l'kvay halacha b'chomakim shezeo enoi emos atzmus. That's not authenticating the actual case, so im ibnishu rogel boy royce zachal khavino ms bchol dvar be isra beheter. Meaning the same way we paskin like Rav, even because he was rogel boy ra, even though, okay, does that mean he always got it right? But it's a general principle. So too we follow a basko and the basko says halacha kebeis hillel, even though we won't follow a basko on a particular detail. So it could be at the end of the day, this does work with Tosfos. In other words, there's one rule, a baskel cannot say halacha is X, Y, and Z. That everybody agrees. Can a baskel say the halacha is like Pliny? Rabbi Yeshua says no. We paskel like Beis Hillel, we say yes. It could be, even if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, maybe that would only be in a situation where it's going like going against a roiv, like Tosfos says. But if it's roiv against mechadad itfei, then a baskol could be machria and say we're going to go with the nicer person. Okay, so it's very nice. Or samech, if anybody wants it, it's perek tes halacha dalad. And if you want the sheet, I guess we could get it to you. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll see you tomorrow night for your Dalet Amud Beis. Shkoyach, have a great night. Kol tov.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.